at 8.06. FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Kane keeps us in the loop with traffic. This hour, our phone number, text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. You'll want to keep that in the speed dial mode because sometime between now and 9, win them before you can buy them tickets for Chicago, showing up at the Wharf Amphitheater show May 16th. By the way, if you're like me and you grade shows, not just on how much you want to see the band, but what day of the week it is, I have become that person. You know, like it could be my favorite band. If it's a Tuesday night, I'm like, eh. It's Chicago on a Saturday night at the Wharf Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale this Friday. You have a chance to win them before you can buy them this hour right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. So the phone number you need to have in the speed dial, just put in your, you know, in your smartphone, your contacts, FM Talk 106.5, phone number 343-0106.
Well, Chicago likes their Saturdays.
That's right, in the park.
In the park.
Yes, or at the Wharf. That's what they should have done for the promo. Saturday at the Wharf.
Yeah, like, that's the only one I've got
for Chicago. I think it was the 16th of May, something like that. I don't know. We'll work through that. Mentioning throughout the morning show so far, the memorial service to be held today for the Sea Lord of Mobile, Hal Pierce. It's happening at Battleship Memorial Park. More on that from a man who spent a lot of time with Captain Hal Pierce. And, of course, he was a guest with he and Tom on the Scuttlebutt Network. And, of course, been on the Mobile boardings and been on the Midday Show over the years, and a real loss for our community here. Cal Walters joining us to talk about the legacy of Captain Hal Pierce. Good morning. Morning, Cal.
John, thanks so much for having me, and thanks so much for talking and getting the word out about the appreciation memorial service over at the Battleship this morning at 10:30 for Captain Hal.
Yeah, talk to folks. This happens at 10:30, this visitation, so anybody can show up who wants to pay their respects?
Yes, it's absolutely open to the public. You know, Captain Hal, as you said, he was Mobile's very own Sea Lord, and he touched so many lives throughout the Navy community, but the broader veterans community. He's very active over at the Battleship, very active in the veteran service organizations. Always willing to reach out and help someone, a fellow veteran in need. But his legacy really is going to live well beyond just what happens at the Battleship today. As I was saying off air, it's kind of apropos that all of this is happening as Mardi Gras kicks off, because Captain Hal loved Mardi Gras. But he was really the driving force behind the Navy ships that come into port every year for Mardi Gras. He was the point of contact. He was the one that really was the liaison between the Navy and the port and the Mobile community in general. So it's just something that will live on as part of his legacy every Mardi Gras when those ships come in.
Yeah, so remember that. And I think about that, 31 years in the Navy, but and then continued that. I mean, his life after serving was continuing to serve. And you talk about the veterans community, but I mean, I got to think he's one of the forces behind. I'll ask you this. As a vet and the host, the host of the Scuttlebutt Radio Network, is our community veteran aware? Where would you score us compared to other communities?
Oh, I think the South Alabama community would probably get an A+ on anyone's scale in terms of their support for our veterans and military. I say it often. You know, the state of Alabama never shies away from sending its sons and daughters into harm's way, but they do a fantastic job when those sons and daughters come back from having served their time, and in so many instances, it's that community that reaches out to the veterans to assist them, really in any number of ways. And you know, and one of the things that Captain Hal did a great job of is when these Navy ships would come into port, he would make sure that the broader Mobile community was there to support them. You know, of course, if you're a sailor and you've been stuck on on ship for who knows months, and you suddenly show up in Mobile, Alabama, you may be wondering how you ended up there, but then you step off, and you end up in the middle of Mardi Gras, and it has to be something, you know, akin to stepping into the, you know, Valhalla in some way, because, you know, here you are, you have a community that is having a great time, and they welcome you into that community, and they, you know, there's never a shortage of people who recognize that and want to buy that sailor a beer, or make sure there's a round for them, or yep, a meal for them. The community even opened up their homes to these sailors. So, and that's, you know, an ongoing part of what Captain Hal did to assist the Navy after he served.
You know, it's great to hear. If you're just joining us, talking to Marine and veteran and host of the Scuttlebutt Radio Network, Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. And you talk about these veterans' issues all the time, and with our extended community, and y'all have an extended, I mean, the Northern Gulf Coast, I think about Mobile and Baldwin County, but heck, the Northern Gulf Coast, we're talking about a huge veterans community. And to have, you know, have the community engage with them, I think is special. And I see it from a civilian side. You know, I look at it and I want to make sure we're doing what we can on our side to honor those that served us. And I'm glad that the legacy of Captain Hal will continue. We can keep that up. And yeah, you're right. Each year when we do this and the ships come in, we'll think about him.
Oh, absolutely. Again, you really can't think about those ships coming in to port for Mardi Gras without thinking about Captain Hal. But, you know, he worked in so many other areas. You know, when Austell has a crew that's preparing to take one of the LCSs out, you know, he was instrumental in assisting with those Navy crews when they were here, to see if there were anything, there was anything that they might need from the broader community that he could assist with. And of course, that's another ongoing legacy, because obviously the LCS is a contract, and Austell's going to continue to build them, for the foreseeable future. So, you know, every LCS that goes out and every Navy ship that comes into port in some way will have Captain Hal's signature on it.
Absolutely. And let's talk about this, too, that Scuttlebutt Radio Network and Midday Mobile will be teaming up again this week out at the park, and specifically on the fantail of the USS Alabama.
It is. You know, it's always great to be able to get out there on the fantail. You know, as you've said, there's no better place to be able to do
right,
a live broadcast
right,
than right there on the fantail overlooking Mobile Bay and all of the history that is right there surrounding you while you're doing something that you enjoy.
Yeah, it's perfect. And before we head to news, remind folks once again the timeline for today and where.
It's going to be 10:30 to 11:30. It's at the Battleship Park. It's a memorial appreciation service for Captain Hal. You've got some of the veteran service organizations. I know Post 250 and the P.L. Wilson Detachment of the Marine Corps League are going to be out there to render some final salutes. But it really, anybody in the community that was touched by Captain Hal is welcome to come out and pay their respects.
Cal, as always, I appreciate your time, and I'll see you on Wednesday if I don't see you before then.
Sounds great. Sean, thanks so much for getting the word out, and thanks for everything that you do for the community.
I appreciate it. That's Cal Walters, Scuttlebutt Radio Network. He and Tom will be broadcasting live right after Midday Mobile. I'll do Midday Mobile noon to 1. They'll come on 1 to 2. We'll be back on the USS Alabama. It's always a treat. Great folks. Great service to our country. And Cal, just like Captain Hal, you know, after his time serving our nation, continues to serve the veterans community. He and Tom Claxton, and hats off to those gentlemen. Or guys. Well, Cal's a gentleman. We'll be right back. Hey, thank you, Kane. 820 FM Talk, 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Phone lines open for you at 343-0106. Let me give you a heads up. Let me give you a referral. Let me give you word of mouth, you know. That's what radio is big, giant word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Or big, giant mouth of something like that. I'll tell you about the same thing I tell my friends about the maids. Been working with the maids since October. Okay, they've been working for us since October, and it's been a game changer. You know, I talked about this during the holidays, to give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time at exactly the same time. I'm going to continue that because that's what it is. You get a great clean house. I mean, we're talking about from the HEPA filtration they use in the vacuum cleaners to wiping everything from baseboards to ceiling fans down. It's just, it's so nice to come in the home and have that fresh smell and that clean house and everything organized. And then you get that time back in your schedule. What do you spend in a week keeping up with the house? Is it a couple hours, 3 hours, 4 hours? Think about what you could do with that time. For what do you bill working? What do you do if you could do those extra hours doing whatever you do as your profession? Or what about that time back with your family? Spend a little time just enjoying each other's company, maybe hobbies. Listen, there's a lot of time you get back in your life. I think a schedule I saw was like, it's over 2 years of your life you spend cleaning. Hey, let the maids do it. And get a free estimate now when you call 344-6626. 344-6626. Get the gift of clean and the gift of time with the maids. Once again, free estimate. They'll come to your place, give you that free estimate. 344-6626 for the maids. All right, it's a couple things we're watching here. And get your take on this. Number one, I just quickly, because I don't want to be setting something up that we don't pay off here, and that is the information about the electric scooters.
Yeah,
because this with all the things going on in the planet, if you had a seesaw, and you had pandemic coronavirus and the presidential stakes for 2020 on one side, and you had electric scooters on the other side, I would say it'd probably be balanced. The seesaw would be.
I mean, it's probably the biggest news of February to this point. Is what's going on downtown during Mardi Gras season and the battle royale between golf carts and electric scooters.
Carts versus scooters. Now, because we're kind of combining two stories. So there's a Dale Leash has a story out over at lanyapmobile.com about the Mardi Gras rules surrounding the electric scooters. At the same time, there's another story I think NBC 15 had up, WPMI had up, about golf cart owners upset with the limitations on golf carts coming from the RV city and moving around downtown during Mardi Gras. So, and they're asking, hey, the scooters can do all these things. They're electric vehicles. So are golf carts. They're electric vehicles.
Yeah, and a lot of people were worried about the Gotcha scooters, who are now...
Once again, let me point out, like I did when it first came out, the name of the company is Gotcha.
Gotcha.
It's probably a bad choice.
Yeah, I'd say so. But what are we, 2 or 3 months in now?
That's right.
To the releasing of the Gotcha scooters all downtown Mobile. So a lot of people were wondering, you know, when Mardi Gras season kicked into high gear, like it did this last Friday, what would happen with the Gotcha scooters? How are we going to keep Mobilians and everyone traveling to Mobile safe during Mardi Gras? And apparently this is something that Gotcha had thought about beforehand. So before the parades kicked off on Friday, they imposed new restrictions on these Gotcha scooters. And anyone who rents one of these scooters will now be automatically slowed to maybe not quite a crawl, but more of a walking pace when they get near a parade route. And that begins 2 hours before a parade. If you're within this area of the Mobile, downtown Mobile map, and a parade is going to start 2 hours from then, your scooter will automatically be crawled to a walk. You won't be able to hit full speed, whatever that
might
be.
It'll be governed. It'll have a governor, like a kid's go-kart.
Yeah, it'll have a governor on it. And so they said walking pace. I don't know, are we talking 2.5 miles an hour, 4.5 miles an hour?
I don't know, because I am, I walk pretty quickly, right? And I mean, some people shuffle and some people walk quickly. I don't know whose walking pace it'll be, but what I'm wondering is, a scooter is like a bicycle or a motorcycle, it involves motion to keep your balance.
Right.
Right? I mean, if you sit, try sitting still on a bicycle. We used to try that as kids. You could do it the longest and end up, you know, you're going to start to tump over. Yes, I did say tump. You're going to tump over at some point. So depends on how slow you're, and you're going, somebody asked on the text line, does it all of a sudden govern it down so somebody goes, you know, back end over tea kettle on that thing or something? You know, you're cruising along at whatever speed they go, and then all of a sudden,
is it fast enough to dump you over the handlebars?
I hope not.
Not sure about that. And they also said you're not allowed to take the scooters onto the parade route itself.
And that's exactly what I had planned.
I know, you were going to take that in a parade. But I'm wondering, you know, they can slow down the scooter, but I don't think they can stop it from going into a certain area. So I'm saying, and maybe I'll write a letter to Gotcha.
Of course,
why don't we put some currents through the handlebars, and if you get onto the parade route, they give you a little bit of a shock until you get back out.
Seems like a legitimate.
I think it's a pretty good idea.
Idea.
And obviously, you can't take them inside the parade barricades, but those are the new rules.
Although, if somebody could figure out, I would be duly impressed and maybe pay their ticket if they could ramp Dukes of Hazzard style over the guardrail and into the parade.
You're going to have to start way outside of the parade.
You have to build a ramp.
Well, yeah, but then you're going to slow down. So you've got to get enough of a head start outside of the parade area.
Put it in neutral.
Throw it in neutral. Hit your ramp.
Yeah.
And then jump the barricades. And if you can get a full barricade jump from one side to the other, that would be awesome.
Be Bubba Black Belt kind of stuff there. Doing it. Yeah, it. Of course, this could go into, if you let your imagination run, with their control of these scooters, so they can slow them down and govern them. You know, going forward, if we look at electric vehicles and so many vehicles now, even gasoline-powered vehicles, connected your whatever service you got with your vehicle. You can pick the make and, you know, that vehicle. There's probably some kind of connect link or whatever back to. Wonder if there's going to be a point that they use that to slow people down. Mm-hmm. Now I can think about it for a public safety aspect. Wouldn't it be great? We got bad guys. Their pinger says it's this vehicle. Let's shut it down.
Yeah.
And then there's no big high-speed chase because they're stopped on the road and you can get them. But the other part of it is, if they want to control your behaviors going forward and your vehicles are all linked and you're, you know, they say everybody must evacuate the hurricane route going east, but you've got a sense that you got kinfolk west or you got a better idea and you go west and they shut your vehicle down.
Wow, that would be, you know.
It's where my brain goes.
That's something I've never thought about because you go
control
through
all the cars.
You go through a school zone, and I'm following the rules and going only 5 miles over the. I mean, I'm following the rules and going exactly as fast as I'm supposed to be going, and you see somebody tear up behind you going twice the school speed limit.
Yes, drives me crazy.
Will they start slowing cars down there? What about when a school bus stops? Are they going to force your car
to
stop?
Wouldn't that be interesting? So if the school bus, like if the technology was there, the school bus stops and it puts out some kind of signal, and that signal communicates with the cars, and the cars can't move around the school bus. But then you could come up with 10 different scenarios where maybe, you know, that would fail, or somebody would need to really, there's an ambulance coming, or I don't, you know.
Or how about even if an ambulance or fire truck or police cars are coming up behind you, everyone moves to the side in an orderly fashion because, you know, the car has taken over.
You know, the people that use, I saw that yesterday, I think, on airport, the people that use the ambulance or fire truck coming through as a lead blocker.
Mm-hmm. Pace car.
Yes, you know that they're coming through, and then they're gonna kind of. They don't really ever pull over the side; they just kind of slow down a little bit to be able to swing right in front of them. There's a special place in somewhere for you.
You're speaking my mind. That happened to me on Cottage Hill.
You've seen
the other
this,
day.
Right? Where they come in like they're drafted. Oh. They wait for the emergency vehicle to come through, and then here they come.
Not only have I seen that, I was on Cottage Hill in a school zone, and this was just last week. An ambulance came through right there at Cottage Hill and Azalea.
Okay.
I pulled into the turning lane to let the ambulance go by, and then I got cut off by about a pack of five cars. Mm-hmm.
That took advantage of the...
Right. Before letting me back out onto the road. That happens all the time.
That one gets me. That one in bad parking, which, by the way, you know, they got the park assist now. You talked about that commercial during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Spot park.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's going to help with some of the bad parking that goes on out in our city, maybe.
So what I've discovered here in our little electric scooter talk is that there could be some good things that we would appreciate if the cars were able to take over. But still, there's a lot of, you know, leaving your safety and leaving your vehicle's controls up to the powers that be. That's kind of frightening also.
Yeah, just think about the matrix controlling your vehicle.
Sheesh.
This texter says, I saw some people Friday night, and they were pushing their scooters and said they were completely shut down right by the parade route. So I'm not really sure. So they weren't even governed down. They completely shut them down.
Wow.
So there you go. All right, so we'll get to other items. We just wanted to make sure we cleared up the latest scooter news, Gotcha scooter news for the city of Mobile.
And with the golf carts, what, the people at RV City paid $25 for permits to drive their carts around, and then now they're being told that they aren't allowed to take the golf carts near the parades.
That's right. So and these are golf carts that it says some golf cart, some campers are upset because golf carts not registered for street use have been banned from being used downtown. But they're upset that the gotcha scooters can roll. They paid their fee, and now they can't roll their cart. Electric vehicles in the news. All right, we're coming back with other stuff here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Monday, start of another work week. Coming to the phone lines in just a minute, 251-343-0106. Right now it's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
All right, Dalton. Happy Monday morning, buddy.
Hey, same to you. And Mardi Gras in Mobile got kicked off in full force over the weekend. But some good news at McConnell Automotive. The Mardi Gras trucks are back. Tell us about them.
Yeah, Doc, we're excited about it, and people that have been around Mobile for a long time might have remembered it was always a McConnell GMC that pulled the floats, Dalton, and we hadn't done it for years. And one of the reasons, man, we're excited about being back is show off our new truck with that six-function tailgate, but also we have deals on these things, Dalton, that no other dealership in the country has them, because we're the only one doing Mardi Gras trucks for GMC in the entire nation. So all people have got to do, go to the website. You know, they're going to see AT4s, X31s, the best-looking trucks on the road, and the kind of discounts, I think $12,000 or more, Dalton. I'm trying to think exactly, but on my website, it's going to blow your mind. And also, people can get zero for 72 months. So when you put those together, Mardi Gras will be a perfect time to get a dream truck for somebody.
That's awesome. Some good stuff, Mitch. We appreciate it.
All right, man. Y'all have a great Monday.
That's Mitch McConnell. You can go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. You'll find him on Dauphin Street just east of I-65.
All right. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. It'll be even more active than normal at some point this hour. We'll put it that way. Let's go to J.D. in Sims. First up, hey, J.D.
Yeah, I had a question. You were talking a while ago about the emergency vehicles, using people using emergency vehicles as a blocker and everything.
Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah, more times than one.
Yeah.
But the question I had was, the next time, since the city may not want to come on there, but, I mean, it'd be nice if the city had a spokesman come on once a month like the sheriff does.
Yep.
But since the sheriff does come on once a month at least, would, if you think about it, would you consider asking him how many tickets have been written for people riding the left lane over a mile and a half?
Sure.
Because out here from Snow Road, you can get behind somebody sometime or pass them up, and still they'll catch the next light and they'll go to Crichton in the left lane.
I will ask.
I mean?
Yeah, and I know that the I'd seen state troopers had I think they put a presser out that they had written a ticket or two for that. I don't know if sheriff's deputies are doing it or not. I'll ask, J.D. I could ask.
Well, if it's the law, you know, and you can also ask about headlights on in the rain.
Yes, don't even start.
Every third or fourth car or truck does not have the headlights on in rain nine times out of ten.
How about the other ones, J.D., that it's nighttime and their headlights still aren't on? I'm going, can they not notice, number one, they can't see out the front of the vehicle, or there's no dash lights illuminated, or they're just riding down the road with the lights off?
Well, they're texting.
Yeah, you can see the glow of the phone. That's all you can see.
Yeah.
Well said, J.D. Thank you. Yeah, I will ask. I will ask. They've written a ticket for that.
And tomorrow, I think, Sheriff should be on with us tomorrow, right. Second Tuesday of the month.
It is second Tuesday of the month, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Yeah, do my mind. Yes, it is. So
that's right.
Sheriff, thanks for the heads up, J.D. Yeah, I'll talk to the sheriff tomorrow about that. All right. I want to get the... by the way, still people talking about the scooter issue. Yes, the way we understand it, and although somebody on the text line said they just saw people pushing their scooters because they were completely shut down, but they're saying they will basically govern the speed to walking speed on those scooters as they get in that parade zone, which I'm going to see if it's slow enough, people will fall over.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and for the most part, you know, I don't think speed was going to be a factor as much. I mean, it was going to be a factor, as in people were going to be going way too fast and crashing, but we're also going to see crashes with it moving slowly now. And I was looking forward to, after parade season, what I like to do is go to YouTube and search scooter, electric scooter fails.
Yes.
There's already some really great videos from other cities that have had the scooters in. So maybe we won't get very many high-speed scooter crashes, and hopefully there aren't any injuries.
Right. Because the low speed one, you could actually laugh more because people won't really get hurt. They'll just fall down.
But there's so many where you see people that probably shouldn't be on a scooter even when they're dead sober jump on a scooter. I've seen a few downtown Nashville mm-hmm. on Broadway where they have a few drinks and hop on a scooter, and then
what happens?
They start going so fast they get the speed wobbles, you know, where it starts.
Oh, they're losing it. They're
wobbling,
losing it.
And you know they're about to lose it, and then bam, right into the ground. So I'm looking forward to the electric scooter fails for Mobile.
Can you curate that? That's a fancy word people use for gathering up. Can you, at the end of Mardi Gras, can we put those all in one place with the links?
I think if no one else takes the charge, we will. We'll have to lead on that.
All right. Another story you mentioned this morning, as they get back to work tomorrow in Montgomery up on Goat Hill. A proposal, this from the Associated Press, a proposal before Alabama lawmakers would fine people who smoke in a vehicle when a child is present. The bill by Representative Rolanda Hollis would make it illegal to smoke tobacco in a car. I guess they're not saying vaping, are they? In a car when a child age 14 or younger is present. Violators would be fined $100. So I guess law enforcement would have to see somebody, if this passed, see somebody smoking and determine the age of the child. Hollis said an adult has a choice whether to smoke or get out of the car when somebody is smoking. She said a child does not have a choice. Hollis said 11 states have similar laws. A similar bill was introduced last year but did not win final approval. Would you support that? A law makes it, but they could go home and smoke in the house with the child. I mean, there's so many things that you shouldn't do. Okay, you should not do. These are not good things. Do we need to make laws to enforce that? People will probably, some of y'all will probably say, yeah. I mean, think about, we don't want the kid to have, you know, secondhand smoke being, you know, in a car going down the road. I don't know how many parents are doing that still. When I was a kid, that was pretty common. Mm-hmm. Kids showed up at school smelling like smoke.
Well, yeah, and they probably went to, you know, a Shoney's or a Denny's beforehand and sat in the smoking section, too.
Right. But in today's world, would you, you can agree that it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing, but would you support a law making it a finable offense to do that?
Would you classify this as one of the, I want to call it like brownie points bills or feel-good points
where
you propose the bill and pretty much you're going to get agreement from everyone that people, or most people, that adults should not be smoking in cars with children. But, you know, if this were to pass, then we're going to see adults get out of the car, leave their kids in the car as they hang outside the store finishing that final cigarette. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think they take into account.
That kids will be left in a hot car so parents can smoke.
Yeah. So they don't get the $100 fine.
Unintended consequences. I don't know. Well, we'll talk to you about that. And also, I'm looking for, let's do caller number what? Well, you pick it. You make the call. Caller number what?
Let's do caller number 5.
Okay, caller number 5 at 343-0106, because it's your chance to win them before you can buy them. Tickets to see Chicago at the Wharf Amphitheater Saturday, May 16th. 7 o'clock show. This is perfect for grown-ups. It's on a weekend. It starts at 7. I love this. Tickets go on sale Friday for this show, but you can win them right now. Caller number 5 at 343-0106. Win them before you can buy them. Chicago, the Wharf Amphitheater. That's going to be cool. Coming right back. Y'all stay right there. FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Boardings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and we've got our first winner for winning before you can buy them tickets for Chicago.
Yeah, congrats, Mike in Daphne.
All right.
To see Chicago in Orange Beach.
Yeah, this is, so it'll be Saturday at the Wharf, something if you want to rewrite the song. Tickets go on sale Friday. You can win them all week long right here on FM Talk 106.5. So good luck to you tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next. All right, also on the text line, there's a conversation about scooters here and smoking.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, you know, if they're able to electronically govern the scooters in downtown Mobile, what would be next? Like, if we're all driving electric cars in a couple decades from now, will they be able to slow vehicles down during school zones or on police chases. And we got a great text from Mike who said, I wonder if newer model vehicles will be equipped with a smoke detector that will limit the driver's speed or roll the windows down when cigarette smoke is detected within the vehicle.
The automatic thing that rolls the windows down. Okay. I like
or
that.
Or if everyone's vaping by then, they'll just shut the electronic vapes off when you're in the vehicle with the kids. I mean, it'll never stop once they start shutting down our cars and vapes and all the other stuff.
It's shut down the vapes because they're electronic. Down. And all of a sudden, people are like, it ain't vaping no more.
Yeah.
It got shut down. Swoosh says, I think Mobile needs to stop cars on roads during parade times. Last Friday at 6:35 p.m. near Serta's Coffee, I saw a white Toyota Prius hit a barricade that a toddler was holding.
Mm.
Can't believe the Prius made it. It said the car kept going as police were chasing it. I can't believe the Prius made it through that. Hitting the barricade and kept going. He said, why are they allowing cars on the road during parade time? Too many people on the streets for cars. I agree. Swoosh, I always thought that, like, sometimes the barricades are up, they're letting the last traffic through, and then they shut the through, right? I don't know. I don't know what the... I have to look at how long before the actual parade start time do they shut the streets down. Seems like it maybe it's half an hour or something, but I don't know that for a fact.
You're never leaving before the parade.
No. Let me see here. This text, unnamed texter, let me understand. It's the government wants to make it illegal to smoke in a car with a child, but mom can smoke all she wants and have an abortion. What's wrong with us? This one, how about the two clowns I saw smoking with two beautiful dogs in the back seat having to breathe that cloud? These people need mental help. Yeah, I didn't think about pets in a smoking vehicle.
Now, I've been in vehicles with pets that the
smoke
stuff
would
they're
smell
emitting,
better.
It's just as dangerous.
The smoke would be better. It'd be an improvement on that. I mean, they're you know, when you talk about these things, people say, well, do you want people smoking their car with their kids? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of things that I think are bad, and I would lecture those people if they would listen to me, or at least, you know, if they asked me for my opinion, I'd let it rip. No, I don't think it's good at all, but is it a law? Do we need to make a law for everything, every bad choice people make out there? Maybe we do. There's a lot of people who believe that, yes, you should. So I do not want people smoking in the car with their children. I'm just saying, hey, this person's bringing up a law again. Is this something that we need to have codified?
Yeah, and it's kind of like, I mean, we see this so often in politics, and there's going to be a lot of talk this week about the budget proposal from President Trump going into what could possibly be his fifth year if he wins re-election this year. But there's a lot of things that are put out there as proposed bills, or in this case, a proposed budget, that is as much red meat for voters as it is anything else. It has no chance of making it actually through legislation. And we'll see that with the president's proposed budget, where the big talk is that he has taken away some of the money to build the border wall. And part of that is because they were able to find that money elsewhere in the budget. They took some from the military side, which also in this proposed budget, they're going to increase military spending. I think it was 0.3% or something like
which
that.
Which is a huge number.
And also take a lot of money out of other domestic programs as well.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of talk about the president's proposed budget.
But this is these proposed budgets, presidential proposed budgets, are they're campaign points. And I'm saying it now for President Trump. I said the same thing for President Obama. When the president puts out their budget, remember, they're the executive branch, right? They're putting out their ideas. It's the legislative branch, and specifically the House, that holds the purse strings and spends like, well, enough that makes drunken sailors go, man, chill with the spending. So it is really a political thing. All presidents put out their budget, but it's not, that's not what gets passed off on. I mean, that's just like a wish list. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care what party's in power, that's how it happens.
And some of the Democrats in Congress have already commented on this and said the budget would be dead on arrival.
Of course.
Once it got to them. But some of the interesting things in there, they said NASA would see a 12% increase. Of course, we got the Space Force coming into existence, but also, remember, Trump said that he wanted to send us back to the moon, and I think 2024 was the date that they put up that they would hope that we'd be back to the moon by then. So a 12% increase for NASA. And also it says here that it would slash the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, spending by 26%.
Yeah.
26% slash.
Oh, I heard that this morning. And if people want to go round and round on that, has the EPA overstepped its bounds many times? Sure it has. Sure, it has, and it's done some ridiculous things. At the same time, the idea that we don't need somebody, that's a place that I believe that government needs to be in, because at a state level, you can get enough influence to let you pollute and do things, right? Because you donate enough money or have enough political clout in the state, you need a federal agency over there to come in when it's an absolute abuse. Now, problem is, the EPA has done a lot of absolute abusing, too, of people that are, you know, private citizens and trying to do this, that, or the other. So I think there's a place where the pendulum needs to be in between the two extremes of where the Obama administration had things and then this natural reaction to swing back the other way and get rid of everything. I don't want to see the outcome. I don't want to see the outcome of that. That could be bad.
This would also be a good thing to take bets on. So under the proposed budget from the president, he says that the federal budget deficit for 2020 would shrink to $966 billion. Now, right now, it's estimated at $1 trillion for 2020. Once this new budget actually comes into existence, once everybody votes on it, mm-hmm. and so on, do you think that the federal budget deficit will rise or fall from the estimated $1 trillion?
You want me to take the easy money?
It's going to
rise.
Yeah, it's going to go over because everybody's going to get their thing.
And I think the smart money is on rising. And then one last thing here, because you mentioned talking about bills that are filed just to get attention and political bills. You know, we've had, and y'all listen to me before you react, and then if you want to react, we'll have the midday show coming up. But the bills that get filed around here to prevent Sharia law from taking over in Alabama, y'all, do I want Sharia law to take? No. Do I think it's a clear and present danger of Sharia law becoming the law of the land in the state of Alabama? No, I don't. So it was with interest I heard a quote here from a candidate for Senate, Tommy Tuberville, was speaking to the, I think he said, the Mid-Alabama Republican Club, and he was talking about Sharia law as well. And let's see here, where's the quote? Tommy Tuberville spoke at the Mid-Alabama Republican Club, where he made a point to warn people that, quote, Sharia law has taken over, and that he's been to areas where you can't drive through a neighborhood because terrorism has taken over. Tuberville added, it's over if they get their hands on the Constitution one day because they want to get it for one reason, the Electoral College. But he's mixing Democrat Electoral College politics along with the talk about Sharia law. I just don't fear that Sharia law is coming to Alabama anytime soon. When you see those bills filed, those are to get your attention.
So
it's like, once again, I'm not a proponent of Sharia law. I would be one that would fight. If there was a push to bring Sharia law to Alabama, I would be at the vanguard, at the spear tip of people fighting it. I just don't think it's a clear and present danger.
I haven't seen many people, you know, in Alabama with rallies on behalf of Sharia law.
I have not.
I haven't seen it much at all.
So, but just want to point these things out. All right, I'll pick all this up again at noon today for Midday Mobile. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com, facebook.com/fmtalk1065, and check us out on Twitter at fmtalk1065, and podcast, do we have podcast. If you go to fmtalk1065.com, click the podcast tab, they're all available. Plus, you can subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher,
Spotify,
Deezer,
CastBox, and catch up on the Moon Pie Minute on our website, too, while you're there.
All right. Mike Gallagher on the way next.